The latest data from the Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia survey, the only survey of its kind, tracking how Australians live year by year, has crowned Sydney the top spot at 59 minutes for longest commute times out of all Australian cities. Well done. Well done, Eora, Sydney. The study has found that commute times to be decreasing past the post-pandemic, but Sydney continues to take the number one spot ahead of Brizzy, Melbourne, everywhere else, untangling the complexities of the city's urban dynamics. This morning is our guest, Professor of Transport, David Levinson from the University of Sydney. Morning, David. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You inexplicably got here on time.
They took the trains.
The latest study has found that Sydney has the longest commute time in all of Australia at 59 minutes. How do you sort of reach these conclusions? What's the sort of data you crunch to get there?
Well, I didn't crunch this data, but the Australian government crunched this data. But the idea is typically for these kinds of surveys, they ask people how much time they spend traveling every day on a typical commute to work. And 59 minutes would be going to work and coming home. So it's a round trip, not a one-way trip.
Okay.
There's different surveys that do this. Every 5 years, the census will ask this kind of question. In each metropolitan area, there's a household travel survey which asks questions not just about commuting to work, but other destinations as well. And so they'll take the average of the respondents for a metropolitan area and compare that with other metropolitan areas and compare that with the year before and do a time trend.
Okay, then I thought it might be the phones that are listening to us at all times, even then when we don't want them to listen to us, might have contributed to that. What are the main factors that are impacting commute times?
So commute times are a choice. People choose how far they want to live from their workplace. They're trading off how much they are willing to travel versus how much house or home they want. Generally, the farther away you are from your workplace, the more house you can buy for the same amount of money. So some people prefer to have larger houses and are willing to pay for that in terms of travel time. Other people don't want much travel time and will pay a premium to live closer to their workplace.
All right. Well, I rent somewhere crappy and travel heaps to get here, so I obviously need to do my study. How does commute time impact quality of life for the people of the city?
Well, commuting is one of the things that people hate the most. There's very few people who want to commute more. Now, that said, most people want to commute some. Very few people would want to be at home all the time.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, some people do, but most people want to have some kind of spatial separation between their home and their workplace. So there's some research on what's called the minimum preferred commute, and that tends to be around 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But people are commuting around 30 minutes one way. So clearly they're not choosing their minimum. They're making some sort of trade-off between that and other things they want in their lives.
That's interesting. Isn't it that there's sort of a part of human nature that wants us to have a bit of separation between work and where we live?
Yeah, and there's anthropologists who think that there's a built-in desire for people to travel some amount every day, just like an animal marking its territory and exploring the range of its boundaries every day, sort of making sure that there's no competitors within that, that people want to get out a certain amount every day. So even people who don't go to work will travel some amount per day, typically, if they can. And the people who don't work will travel more than the people who do work because they're compensating. They're taking advantage of the free time that they have by not working, but they're also compensating for the lack of travel that they're having on the work trip by making longer non-work trips.
Could also be an innate need of humans to listen to 2SER via the app. Take us with you everywhere you go. Now, how does Sydney compare to other major urban centres around the world when it comes to commute times?
It's reasonably typical. Most cities around the world will have commutes on the order of a half hour one way, an hour round trip as a typical number. Some cities are a little bit longer. Smaller cities will tend to be shorter because if you go to a half hour, you reach the end of the metro area. You couldn't commute a half an hour one way in a smaller town, Orange or Dubbo, for instance. So it just there isn't a city anymore. But once you get to a large scale, then you're not going to be commuting 2 hours or 3 hours on average. Some people will, but most people won't. And they'll find some location within that metro area to balance that out. And so the half hour is half hour to 35 minutes one way is common around the world.
Okay. And now, even though we do sort of innately need a little bit of travel time, a bit of separation between where we work and where we live, we're probably looking to limit the commute times that we have at the moment. What are some solutions to improve travel time for Sydneysiders?
Well, I mean, the question is, can you improve the travel time? I mean, you can make the network go faster, and you can have a world where people might have a less congested trip. But if you make the trip less congested, people will tend to say, oh, I saved some time. I can move farther out, get even a bigger house for the same amount of money in that amount of travel time. So there's this phenomenon called induced demand, which suggests that the time savings that we make on the road network is going to be used up by additional travel. So the question of whether we can actually reduce this commute time, I think, it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
We can do things to improve transport service. Enabling people to reach more destinations in the same amount of time is a good thing, but it doesn't mean that we're going to be commuting 20 minutes each way instead of 30 minutes each way.
Okay. Are there barriers that are getting in the way of implementing any solutions that there might be for improving travel times?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's a lot of things that are difficult. I mean, on the one hand, how do we improve travel times is, you could say, well, people tend to think, let's widen the roads or let's build more metro lines. And those are things that might, in the short term, improve travel in a particular location.
Yeah.
The other thing that you could do would be put more housing near jobs, right? So let's say you want to build more housing in Eastern Sydney where more of the jobs are, and put more jobs in Western Sydney where more of the residents are, relatively. And putting more jobs in Western Sydney, well, that depends on employers wanting to locate there. And putting more housing in Eastern Sydney depends on the government allowing it, which depends on the neighbors not putting up a storm when you try to build higher density housing near their homes.
Okay, then. If anyone wants to build me a house, you can get in touch on 0468441073 or breakfast at 2ser.com. Thank you so much, Professor David Levinson from the University of Sydney, for joining the dots on the interconnected web of the city's urban dynamics and commute times that have led to Sydneysiders ended up being the ones spending the longest time out of Australians getting to and from work. I really appreciate your time here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you very much.